Welcome to another day with Jesus, a daily devotional podcast to help you walk with Jesus, live for Jesus, and represent Jesus. Now let us open our heart to receive as Pastor Preji shares from the heart of God.
Greetings to you in Jesus' precious name. Welcome to this beautiful brand new morning that God has given us. Today we need to come back to the presence of God and try to understand what is it that God truly, completely, really wants from us. See, the more that we live in life, it can be very easy for us to be swayed by people's opinions, swayed by the things that everybody likes, swayed by what culture says, swayed by what our friends and family says and what they think. But when we come to God, He has given us some principles, some precepts, and that is where we truly find our direction. That is where we truly find our answers and our solutions. And that is where we can find life. Let me read this particular scripture. This is Luke chapter 11 and verse 27. This is Jesus who was speaking to people. And as He was speaking, a woman in the crowd called out saying, "God bless your mother, the womb from which you came and the breast that nursed you." But Jesus replied to her saying, "Hey, I understand why you're saying that my mother is blessed, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice." This morning, if you want us to receive, if you want to receive the blessings of God in your life, if you want to receive the fullness of what God has planned for you, if you want to walk in greatness for the course of this week, then you and I, we need to go back to hear the word of God. To hear the word of God. Give our ears. Attend to the word of God. And the Bible says, even more blessed are the ones who hear the word of God. See, the person in the crowd, they were praising Mary for the way that she was able to carry Jesus, and the way that she was able to train Jesus, and the way that she was able to host Jesus, not just in her womb, but in her whole life. And yet Jesus says, here is somebody who is more blessed than that, the one who hears the word of God. So let me ask you this, how often do you take time to hear what God is speaking to you? How often do you take time to go back to what you've heard in church last week? See, we live in a day and a time where every sermon that is preached on Sunday morning is available for us to listen to during the week. But how often do we truly go back and revisit what God has been speaking and teaching us? How often do we truly take effort to go back and study and ponder upon what God has been releasing into our lives? The Bible says that when we make active, intentional efforts to hear the word of God and to put it into practice, we are blessed. So when we study the word of God, we hear the word of God, it has to be coupled with a desire to put it into practice. It's not enough that we be hearers of God's word. It is necessary that we also be doers of God's word. Today, if you can constantly look for instructions that can come to you from God's word, constantly look for solutions that you can apply into your daily life from God's word, from whatever has been spoken to you in the church on a Sunday morning, or whatever you've learned during your personal reading time on a daily basis, or whatever has been coming to you during your personal time of meditation and seeking the face of God. Are you going back with practical things that you can do and practical things that you can apply, practical things that you can enforce into your life? When you are intentional to not just read the word, but also to practice the word, that is when your life will begin to change. That is when your life will begin to transform. And when you are intentional to live a life that is in accordance to the word of God, it automatically attracts the Spirit of God. it automatically brings in encounters with God's presence, with God's power, with God's enabling grace and strength in your life. We are waiting for the Holy Spirit to fall on us. We are waiting for a revival. We are waiting for a time when we will have this amazing move of God. Whereas God is waiting for us to begin to hear His word and to practice His word so that He can pour out His Spirit upon those that are intentional to pursue the voice of God. See, in the beginning when God created heavens and the earth, there were two things that were needed, that were required. It says that the Holy Spirit was brooding upon the land, upon the whole earth, and yet nothing happened. The Spirit of God was always present. The Spirit of God was always available. And yet there was no change. And yet there was no difference. The earth continued to remain void and without form. And then later there was a word that was released from God when God said, "Let there be light." And when that word came and it mixed with the power of the Holy Spirit, both of them coupled together created light, created a beautiful earth for us to live in. So today, you like it or not, your life has the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is brooding upon your dreams, upon your prayers, upon your conversations, upon your actions, your behaviors, your reactions. But when you begin to obey the word, when you begin to hear the word, when you begin to put it into practice, something new will be created out of it. Something blessed will be born out of it. So my prayer is that today you will not miss this opportunity. Do everything you can, because the Bible says, even more blessed is the one who hears the word of God and puts it into practice. So if you're doing that, then you are blessed in God's eyes. Have a blessed and a beautiful day ahead with Jesus.
We hope you are encouraged by today's podcast. To know more about Pastor Preji or other resources you can avail, or to receive help in any specific area, connect with us at pastorpreji.com. We wish you a Christ-filled day ahead.